With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio.
Last week, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell spent a couple of days speaking on Capitol Hill about the state of the economy. He told lawmakers that as long as inflation is running as hot as it is right now, achieving maximum employment, the other part of the central bank's mandate, will not be the top priority. And that's likely to take a toll on workers, especially those at the bottom of the education and income scale. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
For the Fed to succeed, the job market needs to get weaker to limit wage inflation. Wages overall are up just over 5% a year, but in leisure and hospitality and transportation and warehousing, wages are up more than 11%, driven by acute labor shortages as the economy roars back to full recovery. But labor economists warn these outsized wage gains are likely to dry up. As the Fed hikes rates, fewer jobs will be created and competition for labor will diminish. Workers will lose the leverage to demand big wage hikes, signing bonuses, and the like. And even with recent gains, some of these jobs still offer really low wages. Workers in hotels, bars, and restaurants, for instance, average less than $18 an hour. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.